Check.
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 Check. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to We Like Dota. This is We Like Dota, the casual Dota 2 podcast for everybody.
Yes, we're super casual.
Yeah, I felt like that was the most awkward intro I've done yet.
I'm hoping they get more awkward as we go.
Right.
That we can only hope that happens. Yeah.
Jared, this is episode 7.
7.
Yeah.
We're almost to more than 7.
Correct. We're almost on to two. Well, we are on to two hands.
Yes, this is episode 2 of Two Hands.
Correct. I can't believe, if I'm being honest, I can't believe, it feels like we shouldn't be on week 7.
No, and I can't believe that people are still listening.
Correct. If you are...
Thank you.
Thank you, and sorry.
God bless.
God bless you. But yeah, Jared, how are you doing, man?
Wonderful, wonderful. It's a beautiful, sunny afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
I guess.
He's Jared Clyde Frog Predison.
Oh, yeah.
Brian Sabone Junger.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Yeah, how you doing, Jared?
Welcome to our podcast. No, it's a beautiful day. It's a wonderful, wonderful... afternoon, ready to talk some Dota for the next, I don't know, 20 to 30 to 40 to 50 minutes.
Correct. Yes, we're very good at that.
Yeah.
Ramble on. It was surprisingly warm today.
It was,
what, like 45 today?
Yeah, so we're in the eastern United States, northern eastern United States, that's Midwest, right. Yeah. Whatever.
We're in Ohio.
Yeah, Ohio. So, yeah, the weather is turning, which is always good.
And we're on a flood watch.
Well, yeah.
Flood warning.
Well, that's what happens when all the snow melts and you get rain.
Yes.
So, yes, that flood.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Jared, what did you play this week in Dota?
What did I play this week?
Yes.
My God. Well, I'm trying to think.
I know last night you played some Jakiro.
Well, yes, I have been playing a lot of Jakiro. I talked about him last week.
You told me last night, though, that you've been practicing denying against unfair bots.
Well, yeah. Which
is incredible.
You got to.
Yeah.
It's almost impossible. So I feel like if you can get that down, you really have a good chance against
people. Well, the unfair bots, mm-hmm. They're literally designed, one, to be unfair.
Right.
Two, they play perfectly.
Right.
They literally play perfectly.
I'm well aware.
So if you're denying against unfair bots, you're gonna be like the Neo of denying creeps.
Sure. Yeah. I guess. Also, I also played some Tiny this week, which
okay.
My love child is Tiny.
Yeah. Gross.
A little gross. but no, I think he's easily my favorite hero.
Really?
Yeah. I have a super big man crush right now on Jakiro. But I have a tendency to just go through phases with heroes.
Can we talk about you having a man crush on a two-headed dragon?
Sure.
Okay.
I really like the hero. So
he's good.
He's a cool guy.
He's good.
Yeah. No, I definitely think Tiny is the guy that I always go back to, and I feel like his skills just really... I don't know. It just come naturally to me. Like the timing. The timing. His timing is just something that is very natural to me. Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay.
I really like playing him.
Fair enough.
I feel like I'm pretty good with him.
You are really good with him.
So,
yeah.
Tiny's my guy.
Yeah. I have been playing Bane for the ADZ Challenge, of course.
Okay.
And hopefully
Axe, too, because that's who we're talking about today.
I played Axe last week.
Do you remember Axe?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. Don't get too far ahead, Brian.
I'm not getting too far ahead. I'm staying about a week ahead.
Okay. I'm just saying, if you need to go to the bottom and work around.
Well, I'm worried that I'm going to find a hero that's real difficult to play, and I want like a week buffer time.
Okay. No, that's fair.
In case that happens.
Okay. That's fair.
Don't underestimate my ability to play terribly.
Fair enough. Okay, yeah. Fair enough.
But I played some Windranger today.
Oh, yeah.
I played a match with Steam user somebody from the Czech Republic.
Number one fan, possibly.
Possibly number one fan.
Yeah, he might be moving into that status.
Yeah.
We'll rank everyone later.
He's our number one fan.
Well, we are his number one fan of being our number one fan.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know what that means. But I played a match with him and his buddy, who I think they have a team.
Oh,
fancy. They're called... what did I say? Natural.
I don't remember.
It's like natural organics or
That doesn't sound right.
That's my brand of carrots that I buy. I forget what it was. Natural.
Well, this is embarrassing now.
Natural something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll look it up. But it was good. I played a lot of Windranger.
Okay.
I've been playing some support lately.
I know you have, and this is something I think that's not just good for your life, but good for your Dota life. I think tonight,
it's Wednesday right now.
Right, yes.
Which we don't usually record on Wednesday.
No, we do not.
But it's looking like I might be playing some support tonight.
Yeah.
Depending on what you give me.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
as our resident drafter.
This is going to be a fun night for sure. But leading into that, this week we will not have a cast of a match. We are a little constrained on time for recording.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, our normal recording day is...
We're busy this weekend.
Right.
I might slide one in tomorrow.
Oh.
I might do a solo cast.
Classy.
Maybe.
All right.
Maybe. I might pull in Kyle.
All right.
We love Kyle.
Yeah.
God bless Kyle.
Gotta love the Kyle.
So I don't know. We'll see how that goes. And,
yeah.
Natural Mystics. That's what it is. Natural Mystics. So shout out to those guys. Jared, I can confirm. I can secondly confirm, doubly confirm. They are way better than we are.
That's okay.
They play. I checked their Dota buff profile.
Because you're a creep.
I'm a creep. And,
that's why you Dota buff, honestly.
Yeah, they have like 500 matches played.
But you almost have 200 now, don't you?
I'm getting close.
That's not
not too bad.
Yeah.
You know what? I hung with them. I got some real good shackle shots off.
Oh, yeah. Gotta love the shackles. The shackles is really where it's at.
Oh, my goodness. You bring so much to the table with the shackle shot.
And you just feel so good when you get it. Like, when you get that double hero shackle shot, yeah. You're like, oh, yeah.
And it has... it has, like, such a visceral sound. Like, it... And then it, you know,
and, oh, it's man, that just holds for so long too.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
So amazing. Oh, the shackle shot's really where it's at.
Absolutely. I have 150 matches.
Okay, so halfway to 200.
Yeah, I'm catching.
If you're
up with
between 100,
I'm 75% of the way. Well, right.
Yeah.
If you're catching, you corrected yourself that you almost got yourself caught.
Nope.
The numbers.
Right.
All right, anyway, Jared, let's get into the real stuff here.
Okay, let's get into the reels.
Let's talk about some news.
All right.
So this is kind of a, I guess you'd bump this up to developing story now.
Okay.
We talked about a couple episodes ago, it's either like episode one or two,
mm-hmm.
about DotaBuff.com.
Yeah.
They released what they call their pub tier list, which is like best and worst heroes to pick. Like they basically break it down by win rate.
Right.
So I am here to tell you.
There's an update?
There is an update.
Oh, yeah.
Pub tier list, 6.780.
So this is just for the 8.0 patch.
Correct. Are we calling this 6.8 or 6.80?
I think you need to be pretentious and call it 8.0.
But that's bad math. That's bad math. Math would tell you to drop that zero.
I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah. No, I want to call it 6.80.
Okay, great. All right, here we go. Tier 1 pub stompers.
Okay.
Number 1, Wraith King.
Really?
Yeah. Wraith King, Abaddon.
Of course, it's still up there.
And Lich. Of course, Lich.
Yes.
So here's the thing with Abaddon and Wraith King. They say not a lot of change in the 56% win rate club.
Wow.
These are heroes that are over 56%.
So, Wraith King was up there before?
I think so.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Well, he would have been Skeleton King previously.
Well, right.
If you want to be pretentious about it.
Sorry.
So Abaddon and Wraith King still reign in pubs with their very stubborn skill set of not dying.
Right.
With a buff to the slow duration / impact by 25% on reincarnation.
Yeah.
We see Wraith King can still hold his throne as the king of pub carries. Lich, we expect, will continue to be a mainstay due to a combination of Chain Frost,
being the easiest hero to play.
Yeah, the ignorance of pub players and the basic nature of his play.
Yeah.
I feel like with at least Abaddon,
mm-hmm.
Abaddon. We've talked about this before.
Mm-hmm.
With his ability to not die,
right.
You're really relying on the other team not knowing what to do.
Right.
Also with Chain Frost, which is Chain Frost.
Right. No, I would agree with that. Both of those are dependent on your opponents not knowing what's going on.
Correct.
Which is fine.
So with Abaddon, when his ultimate pops,
right,
just don't hit him.
Right. But I guess some people may have never played him.
Yeah.
They don't know. Like,
and with Lich, when there's Chain Frost, just run away.
Yeah.
Just, or don't run away from things.
Yeah. Don't run away along with somebody else from your team.
Correct.
Because then the two of you are screwed.
That thing will bounce around. All right, let's talk about tier two pub winners.
Pub winners.
This is 52 to 56%.
Okay.
All right, this is kind of a long list, so here I go.
Okay. Now, I have a suggestion.
Yeah.
Let's cut out the middle ground and maybe just talk about the bottom. Or do you want to go through all of them?
I agree. We'll do tier one, tier two,
and then
we'll go from the bottom up.
Perfect. I like it. Okay. Go.
All right. So these are all heroes that I would recommend to our listening audience.
Yes. These are people that have very high win percentage, over 52, correct?
Correct.
Between 52 and 56.
Because they're easier to play.
Right. And their skill sets just...
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Warlock, Vengeful Spirit,
yep.
Omni Knight,
yep.
Dazzle, Witch Doctor, Crystal Maiden, Disruptor, Venomancer, Silencer, Treant Protector, Tidehunter.
Really?
Yeah, weird. Shadow Shaman, Viper, Mirana, Bloodseeker, Necrophos, Death Prophet, Lycan, yay! Centaur Warrunner,
yeah.
Axe, Slardar, Drow Runner, Zeus, Spectre, Ursa, Lunar, Sven, and Ricky. I've been getting some Dazzle play in lately.
Yeah, you have.
Dude, Dazzle.
Dazzle's the man.
He has a surprising amount of depth to him.
He has he's got so much going on.
He's got that great, like, slow slash dot. He's got Shallow Grave, which you can do so much with Shallow Grave.
Right. Shallow Grave is great.
He's got the Weave. And he's
Weave is just unreal.
He's got the heal slash damage thing. I forget what that is.
Shadow Wave.
I was honestly really surprised that Treant Protector was on this
list. Yeah, me too. Have you ever played him?
Yeah, he's hard to play.
Really hard. Really hard.
And I'm also surprised that Spectre's on here as well.
Yeah, I agree with that too.
Yeah.
I would not suggest either of those heroes to noobs.
I would not.
Because the one time I tried to play Treant, I tried him a couple other times because I was so frustrated after the first time. It's weird. He's weird.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he is a super... He has a lot of strength gain, and he has a really high strength, base strength.
Yeah.
So he has a lot of HP.
Yeah.
And he has that, heal.
Yeah.
Which you can use on towers.
And it's global, right?
Yeah. Isn't it's global, and you can use it on towers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's nuts.
That's real nice.
But... It's just, I don't know, it's just not intuitive.
Totally.
And I don't know. He hits like a freaking Mack truck, though, man.
That he does.
Oh, my God. He does almost 100 damage.
That he does.
Base damage.
So I played a match last night where I played Bane.
Oh, yeah.
With Kyle. Kyle played Ursa.
Yeah.
There was a Crystal Maiden who went mid.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I was fully expecting Crystal Maiden to do lane support with Ursa, and I was going to take Bane mid.
Okay, yeah.
Which works.
Yeah.
Crystal Maiden bought a Ring of Basilius and went straight to mid. I was like, what is going on?
There are very few heroes that do less with farm than Crystal Maiden.
Right.
Like, I mean, she just doesn't do anything with it.
Right.
Like, I mean, you can get a BKB and just have a really crazy ultimate, whatever the heck that thing's called.
Freezing Field.
Yeah, Freezing Field.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it.
That's about it.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to go from the bottom up now.
Oh, okay. So this is probably, what, like 45 and below?
This is tier 7.
Tier 7.
Tier 7. There's one hero in this tier.
Okay.
With a staggering 33% win rate.
Io.
Incorrect.
Really?
Try again. Earth Spirit.
Oh, really?
Earth Spirit, yeah. Okay, here, I'm going to read what they wrote.
Okay.
This hero deserved his own tier. After all, he is by far the most losing hero in the current patch at approximately 33% while being a complete nuisance pre-nerf.
That's true.
It is really hard to balance heroes that are too much, quote-unquote, out of the box. Removing instant initiation from Magnetic Grip made this hero rather useless. The potential damage is still the same. However, the skills do not synergize as they used to.
Right. Yeah. Wow, I did not see that coming.
Yeah.
Like, I knew that he got tons of crazy nerfs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, wow.
Okay. So here's tier 6, repick heroes.
Repick heroes. Meepo.
40% win rate.
40%.
There's 3 heroes.
Okay.
Anti-mage.
Believe it.
Which, I feel like I did okay on anti-mage.
Well, you won 1 out of 4.
That's about right. Yeah. So I'm actually not hitting the bar.
No, you're actually below the bar yet. Yeah. But that's okay. If you play another one and win, you'd be at 40%. Correct. So,
number 2, IO.
Yeah.
Of course. Or EO or Wisp, whatever. Yeah. I say it IO.
Right, because those are the letters that.
Yes.
It is.
Also one of the moons of Saturn.
Right.
Yeah. And then number 3, Broodmother.
Yeah. Super hard to play. How many is in the next tier?
A lot.
Okay. Probably too many to mention.
Yeah.
Okay. But
it's about what tier 2 had.
Okay. And at that point, we'd basically be talking about every single hero.
Correct.
Okay. So that's interesting, though.
So yeah, check that out at dotabuff.com and click on blog.
Blog.
And that post will be right there, and you can
check out the rest of them, see where your favorite hero lies, and see if you're about where most people are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you're not, that's okay, too.
Hey, yeah. I mean, it's just comparing yourself to other people.
Yeah.
So, I mean, really, it's what you make of it.
Yeah. Okay. You always want to compare yourself to others.
Well, I've got a thing.
You've got a thing. Okay, Jared.
Yes.
You wrote in our show notes that Demon is back playing with some friends. What's the deal with that?
So, well, this is going to lead into some other stories that we were talking about because this...
Okay.
I was watching a... Star Ladder qualification,
That started back up again. Star Ladder,
it's the qualifications for Star Ladder America.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait, that's a thing.
That's a thing.
There's qualifiers for Star Ladder America right now.
It's what I was watching, so I'm assuming.
Oh, okay, so that's a new. Well, that's a separate news article. Is Star Ladder America is a thing now?
Yeah, pretty cool.
How does that work? Are they going to take like the top teams from each region and then have like one big...
Like a LAN final, possibly? I'd imagine.
Like one big thing?
I think they're going to go one of two ways. Either what the MLG TKO is doing right now, where you have two separate entities that will never play each other.
Yeah.
Or have two regions and then probably take the top two from each and take it a LAN final.
Okay.
I would guess that's how it's going to happen.
I
don't know.
I like the idea of having a LAN final, but I also like the idea of just having two brackets that never play each other.
Right, but you have the MLG TKO that's doing that right now, so I feel like having something a little different that might bring a little more international flair to it might be kind of cool.
Yeah, I agree.
So either way, I think it's going to be good for the American scene or North American scene.
Yeah, totally.
Because it's going to get a little more exposure for the teams in North America.
Yeah, totally.
So that's going to be great. We have some new teams that are getting added in, like the one that I was going to talk about. Let's see what's... I don't even know.
So we're kind of rolling 3 news articles into one here.
Kind of, yeah.
That's
so we'll
fine.
Talk about this for a bit.
That's fine. Yeah, this past season Star Ladder was really incredible. They had a thing where you could buy the in-game ticket for like $10, and you could increase the prize pool.
Which,
and you got...
Were they the first ones to do... No.
TI3 was.
TI3, okay. Yeah, that was genius, by the way.
I love that
genius
idea so
idea.
Much. Because you buy into it, and it's a way for, you know, people like us to directly support esports.
Right, and it's... First off, you get something cool from it, you know, whether it be a courier or some...
You got a weave, like
a Weaver
set.
Yeah.
That... changed depending on how many games you watched for Star Ladder.
Shut up, I didn't know that.
Isn't that cool?
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
Yeah.
But the other thing that we were going to talk about is two of the teams. So basically what they're doing is they have some teams that are automatically in. So you have Sad Boys, Revenge, Swag and Tiger, E-Hug, Denial, Team Liquid are already in the Star Ladder Americas.
Okay.
And then you have two teams that are a bunch of teams that are fighting for two spots, qualifiers.
Okay. Is that like an open bracket or is it invitational?
I don't know.
I would
honestly.
Assume it's probably invitational.
I would assume as well.
How do you get invited to that? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, let's...
I wish there was like more of a system for up and coming teams.
I know. I do too.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
I don't know.
That would be nice.
But I would think that like
We should research that a bit more.
If you're like highly ranked in the game, I would think that they'd like
right.
be calling you up or something
That's,
like that.
That's, I think, part of it.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either.
Whatever.
But one of the teams, Team Dog, which...
Team Dog?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the name.
Dog.
It's made up of our best friend from the D2L Finals, Demon.
The darling of the D2L Finals. He was sitting right in front of the camera, and he's
like voguing, taking selfies.
He was like taking selfies in the middle of matches.
He's such a bro. I love him.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. He rivals Loda's broness, I think.
But in a lovable way.
Right. Well, yeah.
In a non-douchey bro way.
Agreed.
Yeah. On his Twitter account, we were talking about this earlier, and I compared it to the Dwayne The Rock Johnson of esports.
That's pretty awesome.
Because he seems to be pretty focused on his health and on nutrition and stuff.
Which, good on him. Yeah,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, that's
totally
great.
Yeah.
I have nothing bad to say about that.
Yeah.
But have you ever seen The Rock's Twitter account?
No.
It's insane. I can't handle it. It's like a Nike motivational commercial every single day.
It's like, I'm up at the break of dawn hustling.
Every day I'm hustling.
Yeah. You know, that's fine.
Totally.
I'm up till the middle of the night playing video games and getting work done, son.
Yeah, and you look just fine, just with less tattoos.
And a bad back.
Yeah, well.
Right.
But that's your curved spine's problem.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, it has nothing to do with you playing esports.
I've still got a smoking hot wife.
Totally, and you make great coffee.
Damn,
that's what counts.
Damn fine coffee.
Absolutely. So Team Dog is...
This show is so off the rails.
I'm sorry, guys. Is made up of two ex-LGD players, Misery and PyCat.
LGD International.
LGD International. I apologize. I forget that I have to qualify LGD International.
They're
LGD
China. By the way, they're the ones that started that two-month trend of literally everyone buying Midas on a team. They started that.
LGD Int did?
Yeah,
those bastards.
That. Where you get like...
That was so annoying to watch.
I know. You get like three or four hands of Midases, and then you're like, oh, great. The match is going to go on for another half hour.
That was so annoying. I hate those guys now.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway. So that was Misery?
Yeah. That was them.
Jackass.
Completely innovative.
Totally, yeah. Which, I mean, at the time, if it's in the game, it's not broken, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so it's not really an exploitation or whatever it might be, but
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. As long as they didn't start the necro trend as well.
I like the necro trend, though, because you just push like crazy with them.
Right, no, that's true.
Yeah.
So, Misery, PyCat, and then two members of EG.
Yeah.
Demon and Fogged.
Okay.
And then a guy named...
Fancy is his name. Fancy.
No, it's Mason.
Mason.
So I've never heard of this guy, but...
Great. I know a toddler named Mason.
Yes.
Is that him?
I can confirm it's probably not.
Okay, great.
But I don't know. I'm pretty kind of excited about it. I'm excited to see Demon actually playing again. Because I know that he was kind of like on a weird hiatus or something.
I think he was just looking for a team.
That could have been
it too. Probably the case.
Because
he was a stand-in for Fnatic. And
right.
And then they went on to become the second place winners.
Right.
I don't know if you
first
call
place
it,
losers.
Yeah. And you also have here that IX Mike 88 is playing Dota again.
Right. So in the same game, like, I was so confused. Because in the game, Team Dog was playing
Team Dog.
IX Mike 88's team that's in this qualifier, the Wild Witch Doctors, WWD. And I was so confused because I was like, what is going on here? Like, it was just like the weirdest, like, out of...
IX Mike of Team Liquid fame.
Right.
He's still considered to be a Team Liquid member.
Right, which
but
I,
he's not active.
I think
he plays... He played support for them.
Yeah.
And then him and... He announced that he was going on hiatus to pursue other things, trademark. And then... who was the other guy that left? Kuroki?
Yeah.
Kuroki?
What's he on?
He was on Liquid, and he left to go join... Dignitas, and then like literally 2 weeks later exploded.
Yeah.
Imploded.
Yeah, whatever it might be. Okay. So
but IX Mike, he's a really good support player.
He is.
Famous for his Crystal Maiden play.
Mm-hmm. Which is why he got that set with the stash.
With the weird mustache, yeah. Weird awesome mustache.
Absolutely. But it's weird because he's playing like off lane for them.
Okay.
Like, I've seen two games. One, he played a Timbersaw, and the other one, he played a Marana.
Okay, that's so fair.
It was interesting. It was interesting. But yeah, so Star Ladder Americas, it's going to be a thing.
I'm really excited.
Yeah.
Because it was all, like, European teams in Star Ladder.
Right, which is fine.
Which is fine, but they're opening it up to America and to China.
Really?
China has been added to that as well.
Okay, are they going to play in the European region, or are they, you know, I'm assuming?
I think so.
I would assume, since I have, like, the Star Ladder Season 9 America division here, and it doesn't have any Chinese teams.
We're doing real important, heartbreaking news here, and we have no idea what's going on. It's impressive.
Welcome. Welcome to our podcast, everyone.
But yeah, I'm really excited about that. I thought Star Ladder Season, what was it, Season 8?
Season 8, yeah.
Real fun to watch.
It was.
Real good. Zayori casted it.
Well, that's kind of his thing. That's kind of where he came to fame, was the Star Ladder.
Good casting and good prize pool. And Vlat, who is kind of the head of it all, good guy. He puts on good tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
Solid. Maybe like the only solid Russian out there, from what I understand.
Okay. I don't know any personally, so.
So yeah, good on them.
Yeah.
Good on them.
Good guy, Vlat.
Jared, let's take a break here and talk about Food of the Week.
Welcome to Food of the Week.
This is the part of the podcast where we indulge the inner foodie in me.
Yes.
This is
the
this...
inner pretentiousness that is Brian Savonier.
Correct. This is just part of who I am, Jared.
I'm well aware of who you are.
And if you don't like it, then get over it.
Okay. Then fast
forward
2 minutes.
You kind of do, though.
Yeah.
At least I'm aware of it.
No, you totally are.
Okay. So I made us some pour-over coffee.
It's really good.
Which I made it in the Clever Coffee Brewer, which is a technically immersion style.
So it's technically not a pour-over. It's an immersion?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it looks like a pour-over and tastes like a pour-over because it has a paper filter in it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But we have a local coffee roaster called Bent Tree Coffee Roasters.
Mm-hmm.
They have a Mexican coffee there that is medium roasted.
Okay.
Which, if you're used to Starbucks, a medium roast at Starbucks is like extra dark everywhere else.
Right.
So this would be almost considered like a blonde roast or a light roast at Starbucks.
It'd be like an ultra blonde roast.
Correct. It's properly roasted. It's pleasantly dark and delicious. And my mom, God bless my mom, Jan, Jan sent me a Valentine's Day package to me to my wife and I.
Yes. Yeah.
Full of candy.
Of course.
And a Starbucks gift card. So she sent me a bag of Snickers.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do a coffee and Snickers tasting.
Okay.
All right. Let's
get in here. Very nice.
I love this, Jared. I love this so much.
I'm getting Snickers, right. So I don't mind it.
The coffee smells like coffee.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's take a...
It's very bright.
Yeah. Which I love that in my coffee.
Yeah.
It has like a nice sweetness to it. Somewhat bitter.
But it's not like back-end bitter.
No. It's like good bitter.
Mm.
Okay, we're going to... Because it's Snickers here. We have the milk chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Coating the old tongue here.
The nougat.
There's the nougat.
Mm.
And the nuts.
Mm-hmm. Gotta love those nuts.
Gotta love the nuts. And there's some caramel in there, isn't there?
I'm assuming, yeah.
That's so good. You get the saltiness of the nuts.
Mm.
Salty nuts.
Yep.
And the sweetness of the chocolate. And we'll take a sip of coffee here. It's so good.
Yeah, and it's not even warm anymore, which I'm okay with.
Yeah, it's okay to drink lukewarm.
Mm-hmm. Tastes really good.
Yeah.
Mm.
Jared, one of my favorite things is to have coffee and dessert.
Yeah, no.
It's great.
I agree.
Great pairing.
Always a great pairing.
All right, well, that was a nice break, Jared.
Back to the serious.
This show's getting so far off the rails. All right, so Jared.
So Brian,
I thought for this week we weren't going to have much to talk about.
Yeah,
but as it turns out, we're just fine.
We have so much content; it's unreal.
So we're going to move on from the news of the week.
News of the week.
And last week we did a Noobs Ask Noobs segment.
That's right.
And I didn't really put out a call for any any questions last week because
right.
this week's weird and we didn't have, I mean, I put the episode up yesterday.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And
because of the magic of the internet.
Yeah.
This is a day later.
Right. So there's not going to be too much, you know, there wasn't too much time for anyone to ask any questions or anything like that.
So what we're doing right now is asking for people, if you do have questions.
Right. Head over to our subreddit, reddit.com/r/weedlikedota.
Mm-hmm.
And our Reddit moderator,
mm-hmm.
one Kyle Crimson Manring,
right,
will field your questions and
pass them along to us.
Pass them on to us.
Yeah,
Kyle's our moderator, Jared.
That's right.
He knows what's going on.
Our social media
communications manager.
Oh, communications manager yeah. is the title we
gave
him.
To call him Mr. Communications Manager.
Okay.
Shout out to Kyle. Okay, so anyway, I found a helpful thread on Dota 2.
Okay.
Dota 2 subreddit.
Mm-hmm.
Asking what to do when you're in a lane, you're playing as a support,
okay.
and your carry gets demolished in the lane.
Oh.
So imagine this, Jared. You're supporting me in lane. I'm playing Luna and getting destroyed. You're playing as Crystal Maiden, which is such a good combo.
Yeah, it is.
I
feel like we've done that before, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's like every game for us.
No, I'm saying that you get absolutely fed on early.
I know, that's every game for us. Yeah. So the question is if,
okay.
if your carry gets destroyed in lane, as a support, what the heck do you do?
Yeah. So I guess you have a couple options. First one would be to abandon them completely.
Yeah.
Go to another lane and see if you can try to take advantage of numbers that way.
Because leaving isn't necessarily a bad thing.
No,
it sounds
it's
like
not.
A bad thing,
but
it's more so that your carry can play super passively, get farm here and there wherever they can, but more so to just get solo XP.
Right, exactly.
That way,
the idea, and that's exactly why I'm saying leaving, because you want your carry to get some levels.
Right.
Because if they're getting totally beat on early in the game and yeah. they've had three or four deaths, they're going to be behind.
Right.
And you want them to catch up.
Yeah.
And you want them to catch up quick.
Yeah.
So you want to get out of that AoE of experience to
which,
give them full experience.
It's about a screen length.
About, yeah. About. It's like 1,600, I think, is what
something
the AoE
like that.
Is.
Which that'd be a little bit more than a screen length.
A little bit.
I think 1,200 is a screen.
Okay. That doesn't make any sense because What's-His-Face has a Night Stalker has
yes.
a 1,600 night vision. I think 1,600 is a screen length.
Okay. Well, then I'm just totally wrong.
I think.
Okay.
I don't know for sure.
But anyway,
yeah, about a screen length.
Yeah, because you don't want your carry to be under-farmed and under-leveled.
Right.
At least if you leave, they'll be under-farmed and leveled.
Right, exactly. At least they're going to have that coming in that more advantage because they're already dying. So if they keep dying,
what do you do?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Come on, whatever. So really, the idea then is you're going to go try to provide vision for your team. Get some wards, put them up around the map.
Yeah,
Yeah, exactly. Try to smoke up and make something happen. So make yourself invisible. Go back and try to gank the mid lane.
I would say if you have a team that is communicative.
Right.
Say that you're going to rotate and try and set up a gank.
Yeah, totally.
Because if you're in a lane and your carry is, you know, being destroyed,
mm-hmm.
That's kind of a comeback mechanic. Because you can set up a gank in another lane.
Force the other team to rotate.
Right.
So that your carry then is going to be getting that solo XP, and
yeah.
then you're making their carry chase.
Correct. So it's kind of a way to, you know, if you're being dominated in one lane, well, you can try and dominate in a different lane.
Right, exactly. Not lose two lanes of the three. Try to win two of the three lanes.
Right.
And then have, and see if you can make a comeback with that carry later game.
Yeah. Here's what Reddit suggests.
Okay.
Protect runes for mid.
Yeah.
Which
again, vision?
Yeah, I think your time's going to be better spent than just protecting runes.
Yeah, just
mid,
standing underneath
yeah.
the rune. Yeah, no, I'd agree.
Gank mid with a rune.
Bam.
That's a good idea.
Bam, nailed it.
Smoke gank mid, which...
Nailed it.
you're gonna have to practice that a little bit.
Yeah.
Gank the opponent's safe lane.
Yep. Yep.
Go to a different lane and stay there to push pressure off of your safe lane, often called "quote unquote" making space.
Mm-hmm.
So, kind of almost setting up a tri lane so that it,
right,
you know, forces somebody else to rotate, and then your carry can, you know, get some farm. Ward aggressively, which you have to be careful with that. You have to know.
Yeah, you don't want to feed as well.
Yeah, you have to know when you can be aggressive with your wards.
Right. Yeah. If you see all five heroes on the map,
you're good.
Yeah, if you can see them on the mini map,
yeah,
then yeah, totally go ward aggressively, try to get their jungle warded. Yeah. Try to get some good vision. But if you see somebody missing and they're missing for an extended period of time, yeah, most likely they're in the jungle, don't go into the enemy's jungle at that point.
Correct. See who's doing well on your team and follow them if they need, you know, another to help set up kills. And
right,
you could be like a
or roaming, just start to push early.
Yeah,
yeah.
You could be a roaming gank squad
for sure.
Or you could farm the jungle if you're a hero that can do that, which that can be a little bit difficult unless you have like a stout shield or, you know, like a Vlad's or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Stack camps in the jungle. Stack the ancient camps.
Right, which is a great idea. Again, if you have if you're with somebody like a Luna,
yeah,
she can do what's called flash farming, where correct, she can farm up really quickly.
Yeah.
So if you go through and do what's called stacking with the neutral camps,
yeah.
So basically, you attack them, get them out of the camp, then they can respawn at the 0-0 mark of every minute. Then there'll be two camps there, so when she comes correct back to farm, you'll get the double XP right and gold and all that jazz.
Yeah, and if you're going to do that with the Ancients, make sure you set up a ward there so that you have vision on your Ancient camps so that right it doesn't get denied.
Stolen,
yeah.
Yeah, because those Ancients, if you stack them 2 or 3, 4 times and you get that stolen,
you're talking like a thousand gold or something.
That's a lot of gold and a lot of experience, guys.
Yeah, so that's kind of what you can do. There's some other tips and stuff in here, but you can find that thread on the Dota 2 subreddit.
Totally.
Did you say Dotally?
Dotally. quick aside here. Where would you suggest warding aggressively?
That's a good question. Well, today I played a match, I told you, with the Czechs. And I played Windranger.
Wind Ginger,
and we were able to get. We were playing against a Nature's Prophet, so I knew that, you know, Nature's Prophet is going to be farming the jungle and all that,
right?
And we were able to get down the tier one safe lane tower pretty quickly, and I was able to just kind of slide in quick because I was in the safe lane. I was able to set up wards in their jungle.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So if you can set up wards in the jungle, it's pretty easy in the early game if you're careful about it. So you can get vision in their jungle, which is really good.
Right, and you can also then deny camps.
Correct.
Yeah, because if a ward is placed close enough to a spawn of one of those neutral camps in the jungle,
right,
it will not spawn.
Yeah.
So that can deny that XP. Yeah.
I also really like, as a support, putting one in the entrance to the river, or the entrance to the jungle in the river.
Mm-hmm.
So like if I'm, let's say I'm Radiant, like, I would put one on, like, the Dire side, like, on the left-hand side of that map.
Yep, yep.
Where the river kind of goes into their jungle.
Right, and then that spotlock also then give you a vision of the rune.
Right, if you don't put it too far.
Right.
Too far west.
Yeah, you gotta watch out, but...
Yeah.
The only other spot that I was thinking of, if you're trying to ward aggressively, is maybe their secret shop.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, this is... I feel like warding is more your area of expertise.
I've just done it more.
Yeah. What do you recommend besides Secret Shop? Or even just wards in general.
If you can sneak one between like their tier one and tier two mid.
Yeah.
Like if we're talking like really aggressive.
Yeah.
Like that's...
Like in the lane?
Yeah.
Really?
If we're talking you want to get aggressive warding.
Yeah. But like, wouldn't you know that... Well, I guess it would give you vision of like... If somebody's rotating it or something like that.
I think
that's true.
That spot will give you a lot of vision and it will give you a lot of advantage. Obviously, you want to be super careful with that one.
Yeah.
Maybe
even take a TP with you.
Yeah.
Potentially.
I would just run in there. And obviously, you want to time it so that you don't get seen by the creeps when they're crossing.
Totally.
So,
oh my goodness. I'm so stressed right now just thinking about that. I don't know. You know, wards are so important, though. It's only 150 gold. And
for sure,
they give you so much,
vision,
so much vision, and so much of an advantage.
Yeah, and then there's
150 gold is worth it.
Totally, totally. And then the only other aggressive spot I would think is in on the like very corners of the jungle. They have those like
the mountains.
Yeah. The ward spots that have the eye on it. Yeah. So if you can sneak down into their jungle safely. And throw one up there.
Yeah.
That's, again, going to give you early vision of, like, rotations and things like that.
Luckily, Jared, we're not at the level where people deward.
Yeah, so that's nice.
I would think that
Gem of True Sight? What's that?
Yeah. I would think that'd be a super common spot to deward.
Yeah. Well, right.
But, you know, I don't worry about that.
But I wouldn't necessarily think that you would deward that early in the game, though.
You wouldn't know about it, or you wouldn't think to deward.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Once you have a push down a tier 2, obviously, yeah, you definitely would.
Yeah. Okay, any other comments, Jared?
No, I think that's pretty much all I got on that.
So let's talk about the Hero of the Week. Hero of the Week is Axe.
Body spray.
Axe is an initiator in Dota's only true tank.
Ooh.
Because he can force... He has an ability that forces others to hit him.
Right.
So that's a really interesting mechanic. He's the only one that can do that. It is his, I think it's his Berserker's Call that does that.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. So that's really interesting. I feel like Axe isn't a common choice, and kind of for good reason.
Okay.
Tell
me about his playstyle.
Yeah, I don't think he's necessarily difficult to play, but you kind of play him as like an offlaner. Like a number 3 farming offlaner.
Okay.
Yeah, you just want to get real tanky on him, so you want to get stuff like Stout Shield, Vanguard, Hood of Defiance.
You could
even get like a BKB on him or something like that.
Okay.
Blademail. Blademail is real good on him.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, because you can use the...
Berserker's Call.
Is that what it is? Can you check that real quick?
Berserker's Call. Axe taunts nearby enemy, forcing them to attack him, while he gains bonus armor during the duration.
Yeah, so that's really like the clutch play, is to use Berserker's Call and then turn on your blade mail.
That's on a 10-second cooldown.
Yeah, because your blade mail reflects damage.
Right.
So when they're hitting you, it's damaging them, but there's nothing they can do about it.
Yeah, they have to attack you.
Yeah,
that's great.
It's really nice. So he's like a good Assault Curious carrier as well. Yeah, he's okay. I was successful with him to an extent. I didn't feel like I was necessarily like out there getting kills and everything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I felt like I was somewhat useful during team fights because you could pop Berserker's Call, or Berserker's Raid, Berserker's Call.
Now is that targeted?
It's an AoE.
Oh, it's an AoE.
It's like an AoE around Axe. I think that's how that works.
Interesting.
And yeah, so you pop that, and then, you know, you do your blade mail, and everyone starts attacking you, and your other team hopefully starts taking the rest of the team down.
Right.
So, you know, you just build him tanky and hope he survives. He's kind of like Bristleback, where, like, you don't really necessarily ever kill him. You kind of build him to be annoying.
Right. Well, looking at Berserker's Call, you get a bonus 40 armor.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's crazy.
So even if you pop that and you don't necessarily get anyone hitting you, that extra 40 armor is really nice.
Yeah, and at the level 4, the duration is 3 seconds.
Right.
So that's about a third of the team fight.
Yeah, and he also has what's called Counter Helix, where when he gets hit, he does like a bonus attack. It's mm-hmm. like a passive.
Okay.
And it's like an automatic. So... That's real nice for jungling. It synergizes real well with Berserker's Call again.
Right.
Yeah,
it's a 17% chance.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good. So you can jungle really well with that. Or even like solo a lane with it really easily.
Yeah.
You can push really easily with it.
Cool. You could also play Diretide really well with it, correct?
Right. No, it was...
Wraith Knight.
Wraith Knight,
yeah, that's right.
That was great. I forgot all about that. Yeah, and then, okay, so his Q is the Berserker's Call.
Right.
Which, that's a 275 radius. So it's not fantastic. But if you can, like, if you build, like, a blink dagger on him, blink in, use that, you're in a good spot. If you can really catch people out with that and then pop your blade mail, you're in a good spot.
So really, it sounds like blade mail is what you want to be building on him pretty quickly.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. He's really, like, his strength is initiation.
Which makes sense.
Yeah. And then he also has Battle Hunger, which is his W. I literally had to just look at my keyboard to see which one came next.
QWERTY.
Which his W is Battle Hunger. It enrages an enemy unit, causing it to be slowed and take damage over time until it kills another unit or the duration ends. Axe gains movement speed for each unit affected with Battle Hunger.
Interesting.
So it's really used to get chasers.
Yeah.
To chase down runners, whatever you want to call it.
Now, let's talk about build. How did you build him? Did you do like a 1-1-1 right off the bat, or just to get a little bit of everything, or did you rush one invisibilities?
I did. In the early game, I kind of went for Counter Helix and Berserker's Call.
Okay.
I prioritized that. I prioritized Counter Helix in the early game. Which, here's what Counter Helix says, by the way. When attacked, Axe performs a Helix counterattack, dealing damage to all nearby enemies.
Yeah.
17%, and then it actually scales pretty well. It's 100, 135, 170, 205.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I feel like that would be the skill that I would rush. Like, by level 7, I want to have that maxed.
Yeah, so really, you can solo the offlane pretty well with that.
Yeah. Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, and then towards the mid late game, I started to go for Battle Hunger and then Culling Blade, which Culling Blade is his ultimate, which is again made to get runners.
Okay.
So here's what it says: Axe spots weakness in strikes, dealing moderate damage, but instantly killing an enemy unit with low health.
Jeez.
When an enemy unit is killed this way, Axe and nearby allied units gain bonus movement speed. Which I thought the cooldown was reset when you get a kill with it. That might be with the scepter, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought that was a thing. Here's the kill threshold at max level, 625.
Okay.
Which, that's... On some of your squishier heroes, so that's half a health pool almost.
Yeah. So if they're below that, they die...
Instantly. And everyone around you gets a movement speed bonus.
Sure. Now, is that a, what kind of bonus is it? Is it a duration bonus, or is it a...
Yeah, it's a 25% speed bonus for 6 seconds, which isn't fantastic.
It's not, I'll take it, whatever.
The cooldown is 75, 65, 55. With Ag Scepter Jared, it goes down to 6 seconds.
6 seconds?
A 6 second cooldown. Which is kind of dumb, because you're not going to have team fights every 6 seconds.
No, but you can use it twice in a team fight then.
Correct. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Which, that would go really well with like a Crystal Maiden ultimate.
For sure.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, no. What's the mana on that? Damn, even that doesn't have much mana cost. Like, is he pretty mana starved? Like, does he have not much?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, look at that. 234 starting mana, and his int gain is only... Is that 7-3? 7-3 at level. Okay. Yeah, so... Oh, yeah, that's nothing.
Yeah.
So, he has a pretty small mana pool, so...
Yeah, but it's... he's fun to play. I definitely recommend playing him. It's a very different play style, and I don't...
Is it a little more aggressive play style?
I don't know. I would think so, but I don't really play aggressively anyway.
Okay.
So, I would... I think he's geared up to be aggressive.
Yeah, he seems like it.
Yeah, I feel like there's better choices out there. I would rather have somebody like if you're looking for like a tanky initiator, I would rather have like a Dragon Knight.
Slardar.
Oh my gosh. I would rather have Slardar. Because he's got that real nice AoE stun. He can grant true sight on invisible heroes, amplify damage.
Yeah.
So. I don't know. I kind of feel like Axe is set up to be kind of a tanky initiator, but he just, I don't know. I feel like his abilities just don't really bring enough to the table to warrant picking him.
Interesting.
And his damage isn't really great.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it.
It's okay.
Yeah. Well,
and I got kills with him.
Right. Well, with that ultimate, I mean, you're going to get kills.
Yeah. But it's not somebody that, you know, you're going to be getting, you know, rampages and all that.
Right. You're not going to team wipe with him.
Yeah. So I had fun with Axe. And I always, you know, I always complain about how I always bet Axe and Omni Knight items on Dota 2 Lounge.
Yeah.
I actually have an Axe rare that I really like.
Yeah?
It's a giant scythe.
That's pretty cool.
It's really cool.
It's like I have a weird Doom rare that I really like.
Yeah.
Like a big sword that's just like fiery and...
Sword.
Stop judging me.
Right.
I do it subconsciously now. I used to make fun of people that did it, and now I do it subconsciously. I'm like, crap, I'm one of those people that say sword.
Sword. So that's Axe.
Right.
I don't feel like I have a huge amount of knowledge of him, just because I don't really play him all that often.
Right.
And I don't really recommend him, if I'm being honest.
Okay. So he's a don't buy.
He's a don't buy.
Okay.
Anti-Mage was also a don't buy.
Yeah. Getting into his lore a little bit, it's just pretty... common stuff, honestly, too. There's not much to it besides...
Does it explain why he's so red?
Well, kind of. He was a grunt in the army of the Red Mist.
Okay. Is he Chinese? The Red Mist? That sounds like some, like, Chinese thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, fair.
but his name is Mogul Khan.
Oh, okay.
Which is a Star Trek reference.
Yeah, I also... It is?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like a Khan reference?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. I love that movie. With like
Mogul Khan was inspired by Khan Nguyen Sing in Star Wars and in the Star Trek series. Also described as the one-man army.
Yeah. Wow. That's great.
Khan.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but otherwise it's just
what was
about...
Mogul Khan?
Mogul.
Mogul Khan.
Mm-hmm.
I also get stir fry from him at BD's Mongolian Barbecue.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. But otherwise, yeah, I mean, he seems like a pretty straightforward guy, built on initiation. That's, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Let's play some sounds, Jared.
Absolutely.
Axe lives to cut again!
I like that.
Yeah, yeah. So we're trying something a little different since...
not yet.
Our prior playing prowess was not working too well, and it was rather embarrassing.
We don't necessarily have the super fun ones, but you'll get the picture.
Yeah.
Invisibility!
That's weird.
Axe grows stronger.
He grows stronger.
Yes.
Axe.
That's when he spawns. He says his name.
Great.
That's nice.
Good for Axe.
Yeah.
Cut and run!
Okay.
So, yeah, he's voiced by a guy named John St. John.
Okay. He also plays lead guitar for... October Burns Blood.
Some
weird metal band.
Right, yeah. And John St. John also does the voice of Bloodseeker Enigma and Kunkka, which sounds about right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Especially Bloodseeker. He's kind of cut from that same, like, cloth of Axe.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I do feel like Axe is, like, one step away from being, like, the YOLO pub guy, you know, where you have like Ricky Clinks and Bloodseeker on one team.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Axe is dangerously close to being in that same pool.
Interesting.
I don't know why, but
yeah,
I don't know.
Fair enough.
So that's Axe.
Yeah, pretty good.
Do not buy.
Do not buy.
Do not recommend.
So we had something else planned, but we're sitting at 53 minutes, Brian. Do we want to call it a day?
Let's call it a day.
I think that's fair.
Okay. We were going to do a draft off.
Yeah. Which we will save for another time.
We'll save that for next week or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, I haven't decided whether I want to cast a match yet or not. I think I don't know. I might try and slip in a solo one or grab someone else and.
Well, you do what you want, Brian.
We'll see what happens. Yeah.
You're allowed to make decisions.
So if that winds up being a thing, it'll be on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/WeLikeDota.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Jared, any closing thoughts?
No, I have nothing. I think I've sufficiently spewed for 53 minutes about pretty much nothing.
Great.
So I feel successful.
We're real good at that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where can we find you online, Jared?
You can find me at Twitter. My handle is +3000, +3000.
Correct.
So
Wonderful.
Yeah, that's me.
You can find me on Twitter at byinger, B-Y-I-N-G-E-R. Check out the website, welikedota.com. Head over to reddit.com/r/welikedota. We're going to put links to the episodes on there. And hopefully, we kind of hope it becomes a hub, kind of a centralized location for comments and community discussion and all that.
Right, and if you have any suggestions for the noob on noob section, or...
Totally.
Yeah.
Noob ask noob.
Noob ask noob, yes.
And we'll get links to the Steam community group and all that hoo-ha there. There was something else I was going to mention. I don't remember. Oh, okay. So get this. I went to the We Like Dota subreddit yesterday.
Sure.
There was 5 people there.
Just...
Because it says how many people are currently viewing. There is literally no content there, Jared. There was 5 people just hanging out. Like, waiting for, like, late-breaking We Like Dota news or something. I don't know.
Coming soon.
Yeah.
News. Other things.
Correct.
Well, guys, keep giving us love. We'll keep giving you content and, yeah.
We'll keep on keeping on.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, everybody, and...
Have a great Dota week.
Have a great Dota week.
Yeah.